Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And there's the Stones bringing us back, the Rolling Stones. That's Mr. Jagger on lead there. Welcome back. We're doing our best to get you started up here with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Pat's the top profit expert, one of the top two profit experts. She and our good friend Steve Martin is the other profit expert in our brain trust. Pat's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. We're talking about how to compress the time from starting a project to actually getting a payoff. And Pat, thanks again for that. Give us the website, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. Can they find out more about your book there, too?
Yeah, there's a little click. It's on Amazon.
All right, so check it out. Pat, we're talking about the time to value idea of a project, of a change, a new procedure, and a new way of looking at getting customers, keeping customers, serving customers, whatever it is, right? That's either costing you money or making you money. Time to value to get to the performance, right?
Yeah. For instance, I'm big into different things that are cloud related, and CRM systems that keep track of your salespeople's work and your customer, potential customers, existing customers, so you can increase sales, spot changes, go after them. Traditionally, you'd buy this software, stick it in your office, get it going, train everybody, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you can buy these packages, like Sugar is the one I use, and it's cloud-based. It's $30 a person a month, and it could be up tomorrow. So No 3 months, no training. Like, you just get in there and start using
tomorrow. What does it do for you?
You load in your list, your customer list. Mm-hmm. It keeps track of your potential sales and does ticklers, and it's a CRM system.
Reminds you, you put in there when you want to call somebody, it reminds you of all that?
Yeah, and say you have new leads, you put them in there, and you call the people, and it creates reports and sends them emails and sends them quotes and all those kind of things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, almost every business needs to keep track of their leads.
Right.
And we spoke about this. I've done it for almost 30 years. I have every person I've ever spoken to. So,
am I in there?
Sure. But a lot of people don't even keep track of that. And,
right.
It's a way to then send them newsletters or, potentially market to them. And this is the kind of system that keeps track of that, but it's fast. It's not like yesteryear when it took forever to get it going.
Right.
It can happen today. It's not, you give them the credit card, you start using it. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Different mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you're talking about is the way technology is helping to compress this time to value.
Yeah, I've always got that edge in there because that's what I've done for a living all these years, technology. But yeah, there are other things, but
the thing that I'd like to point out here, Pat, is this something that we've been tracking for the 14 years I've been doing the show, and that is how the power playing field is being leveled, is continuing to be leveled for small business owners. Because the things that you just described, to be able to pay $30 a seat for this kind of capability, and to be up and running that quickly, this is for $30 a month, small business owners have access to power that big companies like GM paid $50 million for 20 years ago when it wasn't as good.
Yeah, and the thing is, with this kind of platform, and not just this software, but these kind of things, it's in the cloud. It's everywhere. So you can hire salespeople in Texas to look for prospects in New York. It's not geographically contained. Mm-hmm. And also, there's no excuse. Like, people don't have to log into a system in your office in order to update their files.
Right.
It's right there.
Right.
It's no excuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good example. What are some other things, some other technology leverage levers that we can use?
Well, for instance, I was talking earlier about this EDI. I've been working with a few people on that. Typically, people will start getting notices from their vendors that if they don't go to EDI, they pay $50 per transaction and sometimes $100, and they get penalized. And they'll go out and get quotes.
Tell me again. Now, explain that again. I'm not sure I'm following you.
Okay. EDI is something where if you're selling to, you know, major retailers, not even all major, but if you're selling to Penny's and Home Depot and people like this, and you're a small business owner, if you don't use what they call EDI,
right, their EDI
electronically
is
sent.
Right.
Okay. If you don't use
I see what you're. Yeah, that's right.
They charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pay.
This is the way they want they want their vendors to work with them is through EDI. That's an old system. By the way, it's been around a long time.
Yeah, and they insist on it, and they penalize you. So some small business owners just get used to the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have tens of thousands of dollars sometimes.
Wow.
Because they can't do anything about it. And they'll go out shopping looking for, how do I use this EDI? And they'll get salespeople, and the salespeople will say, well, I'll sell you a $50,000 system, and they never get to it.
Mm-hmm.
It will take you 6 months. We'll put it in your office. You'll work with us for 5 hours a week, all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to do that?
Nobody.
But yet you're paying over and over and over. What's the alternative? There are service bureaus. You call, there's one I use called Red Tail. You call these companies, you can be up and running in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, yes, you're paying for the service bureau, but you're not going to pay those fines anymore.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of things that you can look at. In that case, it's increasing revenue, it's decreasing expenses.
Right.
But these are the things where there are changes that people have to look at.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Stay with us. Feeling like I ought to
sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.